You doing all right? Here, stand up. I'm sorry that had to happen to you. But for now, is there anything I can do to help you? Should I call someone? Or someplace? The way you're trembling in my presence tells me that you know who I am. Well, if it reassures you, I can promise you right now that I will not harm you in any sort of way. No, I will not. That's not what I'm here for. I didn't step into this to hurt you more. That would be quite counterproductive, wouldn't you agree? But the reason why I stepped in is, in all honesty, I don't know. I just felt like it was the right thing to do. I don't like seeing people get picked on by so many others. Stuff like that can traumatize anybody. And that is the last thing I would want. Whoever those insecure brats are, don't pay any mind to them. I'll be sure to handle them myself. No, I'm not going to kill them. Again, that's counterproductive. Those people who are harassing you and bullying you, they're insecure. They're lost. They don't know what to do with themselves. And with all that frustration built up, they throw it onto innocent people because they don't know how to handle it. So I will take some time and just teach them, whether it's through force or not. I will be sure to let them know. Because at the end of the day, we don't need more bullies in this world. That's ironic coming from me, isn't it? A member of a crime syndicate. Saying something about school bullies. Do you mind hearing an old woman's tale? I see. Well, thank you for listening. I wasn't always this way. I, just like anyone else, wanted to do good in this world, wanted to achieve my dreams, and live the life I've always thought of. And perhaps, along the way, find someone to share my life with. I had so many goals in mind, and to this day I still do. But that naive innocence that I used to hold when I was younger, it faded over the years. But I soon realized that everything that I was working towards was for nothing. I felt like for all those years, I was making so much progress, yet I didn't even take a single step. With so many years behind me, I didn't have much time. So I resorted to a questionable shortcut. I felt like I had no choice. I wanted to achieve everything in such a short matter. I resorted to this. Ever since then, I've been bound to it. 'Cause once you enter this world, you can never leave. But I soon come to realize, due to the fact that I wanted to speed things up so much, I didn't come to appreciate the journey whatsoever, which included the people, the experiences, and the love. I had someone that I loved, but I left them behind because I wanted to achieve my goals as soon as I could, not realizing that everything that I've ever wanted was already in my grasp. Was right there, yet I didn't realize it. I felt as if my happiness, my sense of completion, was somewhere else. But over the years, I've come to realize all I did was become alone. Do things that I've never wanted to do in life. And dishonor my mother's wishes. But then again, like I said, once you enter this path, there's no turning back. You have to live with this stain for the rest of your life. And run the risk of bringing your children and your loved ones into it. If I realize what this reality was, I would never, and I mean ever, challenge it. I would never want my children to sacrifice their childhood for my false sense of a dream. Let me tell you one single story, and then I'll let you go. Your face says that you want to be somewhere else right now, don't you? No, I understand. But, listen, I did save you from all those hecklers just a few moments ago. All I ask is a few more minutes of your time. Well, I'm from an organization that will hold every grudge to the T. So if you don't hear me out, well... I'm just kidding. I will not do anything to you. But I do ask, could you stay a few more moments? Thank you. Talking to you gives me a sense of relief. I don't know, just something about your presence really helps. But I just want to tell you this. It might help you along the way of your own personal journey. You remind me of someone that I used to know. Yes, I was in a very similar situation just like this. It was when I was younger. I was walking home from school, and I saw this young girl getting picked on by a bunch of boys. They were just kicking her around and punching her. I felt a sense of dread. I pulled the young girl behind me, and for the first time in my life, I threatened someone. I stood my ground and kept covering the girl until all of them were gone. And after all of them left, I looked at the girl and asked her if she was okay. Despite her injuries, she looked up at me with a smile. A soft, warm smile. And thanked me. It's as if nothing happened to her. That innocence, that pure nature, is constantly targeted by the wickedness of this world. Yet even though she was faced with so much animosity, she still mustered a smile. And while I was cleaning her wounds, I wanted to distract her from the possible pain she was going through. So I asked her questions about her life. And one particular answer has stuck with me ever since. I asked her, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" She looked at me again with that same smile she always gave. And she said, "To be kind." And the moment I heard that, I felt like I was looking into a mirror. Yet my reflection was just my younger self. That naive, innocent, clumsy little thing. That was me. And in that moment, I felt heavy guilt for contributing to the evil of this world. Though in my operations, no innocent people are involved, but still, the consequences of my actions and decisions affect them so. But even then, I could not leave. I entered this new world in hopes to achieving my dreams as fast as possible. And now, here I sit, with the consequences of my actions, being paid by the innocent, by the naive, and by the clumsy. I know that every single human being has selfish dreams they want to accomplish. Though being selfish is not necessarily an issue, when it consumes you, it affects not only you, but everyone around you. Remember, you are living for yourself, but remember to live in the moment. You have one life, one chance to achieve everything you've ever wanted. If you achieve it immediately, there's nothing left to enjoy. So remember that. But I can tell, just by looking at you, you have a lot of good in your heart. Share that with the world, and someday, your good nature will be the road to healing from evil itself. Again, so ironic of me to talk about good and evil as someone part of a crime syndicate. But truly, that is how I see things. And I know with time, you'll come to understand my words. And your nature will come through and help so many others. But until then, I must take my leave. I do hope you feel better from everything. And remember, you have a whole life ahead of you. Don't rush into things like I have. You will find a way to your goals. The good way. The right way.